Our first scripture this morning comes from the book of Romans. If you'd like to follow along in the pew Bibles in front of you, it's on page 145 of the New Testament. From Paul's letter to the Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received reconciliation. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The reading from the gospel today comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John 4, verses 5 through 42. You can find it in your pew Bible on page 89. Hear these words. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We Jews worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Just then the disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and went on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat." Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor." Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many, many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you have said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, this story from John that I just read is just full of wonderful images and incredible meaning. And one could preach many sermons from this one story alone. But this morning, I want to offer you a shorter message than usual. And then I want to show you a short video that I believe will illustrate quite beautifully the good news of Jesus Christ in a new way. I really wish that John had named this Samaritan woman, because she's so well known among those of us who read the Bible. She's a person with whom we can all relate, but unfortunately, we only know this woman as the woman at the well. For our purposes here this morning, as you think about this story and this woman, I want us to concentrate on two parts of this passage. First, I want you to consider the image of living water. And then I want you to think about how long it took for this woman to recognize that she was face to face with Jesus Christ, the one true Messiah. It's really amazing to me that Jesus uses this image of water here and in so many other places throughout his ministry, because water is both everywhere in our world, and also water is one of the most foundational substances of life on earth. When you consider our planet, the whole world, I want you to think about the picture that the astronauts took from space that shows the gorgeous blue-green earth there in the distance in the blackness. Remember that photo? When you think about the earth, you quickly recognize that water is truly the basis for life. A full 70% of the earth's surface is water. And only 30% of that area is dry land, the home of Homo sapiens. If you think back, if you remember your earth science classes in school, you might well remember the water cycle. You know, water falls as rain and snow upon the land. It collects in streams and lakes and finally makes its way into the ocean. Then some of it evaporates back into the atmosphere as clouds. And ultimately, it comes down to earth again as water in snow or rain so that people can use it on the land. Well, here in Colorado, during the second half of the winter, we are probably more attuned to the water cycle than perhaps other people in other parts of the United States might be. Think about the many years of drought that have been here in the Intermountain West. And think about the delight of water managers in 2008 as we look forward to a wetter year with full reservoirs and plenty of water for irrigation. And finally, think about your own body. Roughly two-thirds, some 65% of your body is actually water. So you may slosh a bit when you walk. That's why if you were to be lost, wandering around in the desert, you could survive a relatively long time without food, but it wouldn't be too long before your body would become dehydrated and you would be in trouble. We get into trouble if we are without water for too long. Now that your mind is full of these images of water, I want you to consider what Jesus said about living water. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. The water that Jesus offered to the woman at the well and that he offers now to every one of us is the Holy Spirit. And just as water is everywhere around us, so too is the Holy Spirit, that living water. We get into trouble if we go without God for too long. Just as the Samaritan woman took a while to recognize that Jesus was right there in front of her face, we sometimes miss the presence of God all around us. Water is everywhere. Living water is everywhere and right here because God is always with us. When Jesus talks about the fields being ripe for harvest, he speaks about the reaper already gathering fruit for eternal life. When we recognize and accept this living water from Jesus, we don't have to wait for the harvest. We can have immediate fruit. The grain is already here right now. Eternal life begins in this moment. A few more images for you to consider. Think about the living water of baptism that God shares with us. Think about the water that is the basis for the grape juice that we share at Holy Communion. Consider the immediate fruit, the grain that comprises the bread that we share at the Lord's table. Living water and immediate fruit belongs to each one of us. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. Amen.